Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and lover of all things musical, James Lampkin. Thank you for tuning in for our quick quiz. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions. How you play is entirely up to you, whether that is a solo affair or battling it out with your friends. Our 3 rounds today will be debut hits, Follow My Direction, and Naughty's Chorus Challenge. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available for this episode is 20. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn about pop trivia and share your scores with other players. Also, feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself a little bit more time to think. As per usual, we'll go through all the answers at the end of the episode. Now, get ready and good luck.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, we're shining the light on the moment a new music star burst onto the scene. We have 5 questions for you, all about the debut hits of music stars, the songs that introduce them to the world. There is 1 point available for each correct response. Here we go. Question 1. Vision of Love was the 1990 debut single of which American diva, known for her 5-octave range? Question 2. Sign of the Times was the debut solo hit of which former boy band star in 2017? Question 3. Little Things was the 2000 debut single of which pop punk band, which features twin brothers? Question 4. Released in 2011, The A-Team was a debut hit of which British singer-songwriter? Question 5. I'm Out of Love was the 2000 debut hit for which American singer, known for her signature colored glasses? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is Follow My Direction. We have 5 clues for you about hit songs, all of which mention some sort of direction in their title. Think things like up, down, left, right, north, south, you get the point. As per usual, 1 point is available for each song title you can correctly guess. Here are the clues. Question 6. This feminist anthem by Christina Aguilera was released in 2003 and featured a verse from rapper Lil Kim. Question 7. This 1981 hit from the Rolling Stones was used by Microsoft for the marketing campaign of Windows 95 for computers. Question 8. This instructional track was first a hit for the Village People in 1979 and later a hit for the Pet Shop Boys in 1993. Question 9. A 1981 hit song and album by The Cars, a phrase which implies making substantial changes to something. Question 10. A 2006 hit by Nelly Furtado, which features producer Timbaland in the background making various sounds and call-outs. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is Naughty's Chorus Challenge. You're going to hear the chorus lyrics of hit songs from the 2000s, but they will sound a bit different to normal. If you can correctly guess the hit song from the 2000s, you can get 1 point for a correct song title and another point for a correct artist who sang the song. Let me play you those lyrics. Question 11.
We're meant to be together. I'll be there and you'll be near. And that's the deal, my dear. They're over, here under, you'll never have to wonder.
Question 12.
Let's get it crunk upon. Have fun upon up in this dancery. We got y'all open, now you're floating. So you got to dance for me. Don't need no hateration, holleration in this dancery.
Question 13.
She said goodbye too many times before, and her heart is breaking in front of me, and I have no choice, 'cause I won't say goodbye anymore.
Question 14.
If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me? And just forget the world? Forget what we're told. Before we get too old, show me a garden that's bursting into life.
Question 15.
I hope you know. That this has nothing to do with you. It's personal, myself, and I. We got some straightening out to do.
That's all our rounds complete. We'll be right back after this break to reveal all of the answers. And welcome back. I have the answers in my hot little hands, and we're starting with debut hits. Question 1. Mariah Carey. Vision of Love was the first of four consecutive number one singles from her debut album. Question 2. Harry Styles, the former One Direction member, released Sign of the Times as his debut solo hit. Question 3. Good Charlotte is the band which features twin brothers. Question 4. Ed Sheeran debuted with the A-Team. Question 5. Anastasia is the American singer known for her colored glasses. Continuing on to round 2, Follow My Direction. We had 5 popular songs, all of which had a direction somewhere in their title. These are the answers. Question 6. Can't Hold Us Down by Christina Aguilera. Question 7. Start Me Up. Back in 1995, this was the first time that the Rolling Stones had ever directly allowed one of their songs to be used for a commercial endorsement. and it came with a big price tag for Microsoft. Question 8. Go West by the Village People or Pet Shop Boys? Question 9. Shake It Up by the Cars. Question 10. Say It Right by Nelly Furtado. In interviews, Furtado herself has even admitted she's not entirely sure what the song is about. For our final round today, we played you the chorus lyrics of some hit songs from the noughties. Remember, you can get 1 point for correctly picking the song title, and another point if you know who performed it. The songs you were hearing were... Question 11, Whenever, Wherever by Shakira. Question 12, that was Family Affair by Mary J. Blige. For question 13, This Love by Maroon 5. Question 14, Chasing Cars by Snow Patrol. And our final answer today, question 15, Big Girls Don't Cry by Fergie. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum total points available for this episode was 20. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can tell a friend and you can follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can jump on and let us know how you scored for this episode. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening from today. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That's me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.